in a world full of straight people. Aren't you glad there's WOW Presents Plus, the number one place in the world to see Drag Race? And so much more. Subscribe to WOW Presents Plus. Still only $4.99. Subscribe today as streamed on TV.
It's your homegirl, also your queen of the world, also Canada versus the World winner, Miss Raja O'Hara from season 11, All-Star 6 in Canada versus the World. The purple reigning queen, okay? And if you ain't got no purple, girl, change your wardrobe. And you're listening to, yes, Jesus, oh my God.
Hello, kings and queens and in-betweens, sinners, saints, and I don't know if I is or I ain't. Welcome to another Jim Bro episode of Yas Jesus. I'm Daniel Franzese, and as always, I'm here with my deadlifting bestie.
Always between a rock and a hard place, Azariah Southworth.
Always good at a squat. And here at Yas Jesus, we believe...
I'm into fitness, not fitting this whole pizza in my belly.
Hey, actually, I've gotten into working out lately, so this is going to be fascinating to see where we go with today's theme, because I'm sore. And we'll be right back with more of that after...
Guess who showed up at the Dove Awards, and everyone was all abuzz about it. Our pals, Similar and Flamey Grant.
First of all, let's people know what the Dove Awards are. It's like the Christian version of the Grammys, and you're pretty much there. All things music, but... all within a certain brand of Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact, I was a producer of the Dove Awards one year, one of the producers.
Oh.
But both artists, Flamey Grant and Similar, had number one songs on the Christian music charts in 2023, but neither artist was asked to participate in the Gospel Music Association's Dove Awards. In 2022, Similar had two albums go number one on the Christian music charts and was told they were ineligible for a Dove Award. So, Flamey Grant and Similar took to social media, invited their friends, fans, and supporters to join them in the nosebleed section at the award show this year.
Here's what Flamey Grant said. Think of our attendance at the Dove Awards as a sort of banner-wielding, exploratory scouting expedition. We're not going to stir up trouble or demand a single thing. We're simply just going to be present to express our queer joy and celebrate in our little corner of the room. Azzy, is their presence a silent protest or a visible presence? Well, we're going to find out.
I mean, I think it's both. And I think good trouble needs to be stirred up in that environment, to be honest. But of course...
As a former producer. Of the Dove Awards.
But of course, others question how relevant the Dove Awards are anyway, and really not that relevant. If people get their music on streaming services, maybe the music publishing industry doesn't really reflect the audiences. Both Similar and Flamey Grant are highly successful artists, but are getting shunned by the traditional Christian music industry. So they are forging their own path. But let me tell you this. When I used to go to the Dove Awards, and I started going when I was in high school... I would work the press room when I was in high school. And then when I lived in Nashville and started working Christian television, I got even more involved. But there were after parties for those who were gay in the Christian music industry. It was called the Pink Party. I never got the invite because I wasn't out, but that did exist. So there has been for a long time an underground LGBTQ community within the Christian music industry, and we're just not hiding anymore.
Wherever you find entertainment, there's going to be entertainers. This is true.
True.
And hopefully they were entertained. Honestly, I would love to see that happen. Maybe one of them will win one day. Maybe one of them will get nominated. It'd be so great. That would certainly be a praise report. And that is our segue.
I'm going to pray for that.
It's something to pray for. You can add that to the prayer request. That's our segue to the praise report and prayer request section of our show, where if you have a little something extra you want to hallelujah about, like the ability for a Selmer and a Flamey Grant to both attend the Dove Awards, hallelujah, or a prayer request that, hey, one day Selmer and Flamey Grant might get nominated, then you can let us know, and we will either hallelujah along with you, or we'll add it to our prayer list. And we have a prayer request. This one comes from Logan. Logan is praying for my dad's speedy recovery following knee surgery. So, Logan, we're going to lift up your dad and continue them in prayer and hoping that their knee surgery feels better. When my mom had knee surgery, her name is Denise, And I was praying with her, but I added a little humor to it. I was like, God, make her knee surgery go so bad that she's no longer known as Denise. She's known as Denise. That was like kind of my little joke.
She is the bee's knees. That's true.
She is, yes. And we have a praise report, Azzy. Tell us about it.
Yes, our praise report comes to us from Chet. He has praise for the Appalachian Queer Youth Summit. Chet says, they're doing great things in these hills. So we give praise.
Wow, an Appalachian Queer Youth Summit. That sounds cool.
We
have to look into that a little bit more.
Well, NPR, get on that story,
guys. Yeah, that sounds really interesting. I want to know more about it. Hallelujah to you, for sure. And we'll be right back with more things to celebrate right after this. Hey, Yash Jesuits, it's time to turn up the volume, drop the beat, and get moving and grooving.
That's right. Everyone, get your body on the floor. That's not just a place. On the Floor is the dance pop album by producer Brad Kemp.
On the Floor features fun, clean, high-energy dance numbers. Brad Kemp collaborated with incredible artists including Shea Coulee, Gabriel Mudd, Evie Oddly, Lester J, and more.
I've been on the floor with only one of them. You can find On the Floor by producer Brad Kemp on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music, and wherever you stream your music.
Now get your body on the floor. Azzy, we're back with the scripture of the day. It's soul food, yes. I just want to say, they add music to me singing that afterwards. That's why it doesn't match. But anyway.
Judges 14:25. Call Samson and let him entertain us. So they called Samson out of the prison and he performed for them. They made him stand between the pillars.
Now, we've talked about Samson on Yash Jesus before.
Oh, we've also had wet dreams of about Samson on Yash Jesus before. In fact, we recorded one of our earliest episodes while coloring Samson in one of those children's Bible stories coloring books.
Yeah, he
remember
was
that. That was the early
but now, but now we need to dig deeper into Samson, and here's why.
Yeah. We recently saw a sweatshirt that advertised a Christian-based gym called Samson Fitness and Health Center. It was a black sweatshirt with white writing, and the image was of Samson pushing on two stone pillars, cracking and breaking them in half.
I mean, woof. There are some hot gym bunnies out there. Do you know I used to go to a gym called the Lord's Gym?
Yes, I did.
It was in Florida?
Of course it was.
It was called the Lord's Gym.
Of course it was in Florida.
It looked like... It was parodied to look like Gold's Gym, but it's like the Lord's Gym.
Yeah.
And I guess just everybody there, it was Christian. But there was a dietary class where they said that as you're going to eat food, just go, Jesus said, don't eat that.
Oh my God, that was that crazy lady that died in
the
plane crash.
Yes, I told
diet.
You. Yes.
They also had a Lord's Gym here in LA at the Dream Center too. But you know, I think those t-shirts kind of became like a fad within Christian fashion in the Christian
I would wear
industry.
One right now. If I had one right now, I would wear one right now.
You,
ironically
you would buy
and
me one too.
And unironically. Yes, I would.
Well, there are some very dedicated queer gym bunnies all in, you know, all my gym bunnies and muscle hunks get a shout out in this episode. So hey.
And who wouldn't want a sweatshirt though, honestly, with the image of Samson with abs for days, chained to these pillars, but instead of breaking the chains, he breaks the pillars.
This is what was on the sweatshirt. The ideal muscle gym bro breaking down the foundation of oppression. Yeah.
Yes, but this sweatshirt made me laugh. The gym has to be sponsored by a church. It has to be.
Right. A church that thought, we need a Christian version of Equinox or Barry's Boot Camp, you know?
Who is the biblical character associated with fitness the most? Samson.
Oh, yes. The muscly Samson. My God. He can be an inspiration for all of our good Christian bodybuilders forever, ever.
Do you think this church gym had bodybuilders? I imagine it might be a couple of little old ladies walking slow on a treadmill, like looking at like a video of like the mall.
They're watching Joyce Myers on their phone while they're like power walking on the treadmill.
Yes.
You know what I know it had though? It's pickleball.
What is pickleball? Everyone keeps talking about pickleball.
I have like, no idea, but I know they had
it. My doctor was like, everyone talks about it. My doctor was like, oh, someone at my pickleball game had that hat when I was wearing a hat. I'm like, what are you talking about, pickleball?
Yeah.
What is this?
I don't know. Yes, Jesuits, if you know, tell us because we have no clue and we're not really going to take the time to Google it either.
Freaking Deacon Russ Murray, do you know what pickleball is?
It's kind of tennis, but like truncated. So think of like handball or racquetball, but like in a small little square with a lot more rules.
Okay, so it's like you're playing tennis, but your pickles are touching.
Yes.
And your balls are touching.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. And you don't have to run around as much as tennis. You kind of have a smaller square to stay in.
Well, that sounds more appealing.
That's my new favorite sport.
It is very hot, and the fact that you're both in LA and don't know this actually shocked me a little bit.
Yeah, there's a craze. There is a craze.
We don't get out much, okay? Don't judge us, Ross.
All right, and that's pickleball. You learned it here first, or last, or whatever.
Okay. So here's my thing. Is Samson the best inspiration for church-run gym?
All right, I'm going to go a step further. Is Samson really a biblical hero? Because he was pretty messed up.
Wow, you got words. Yeah, he was constantly trying to show his dominance, but was always manipulated. Always.
Well, maybe he wasn't messed up. Maybe he was just queer, repressed, trying to abide for his shortcomings by throwing himself into toxic masculinity.
Yes, there we go. Samson is a great biblical example of toxic masculinity. I know we talked about this before, but that was comparing him to some other toxic men in the Bible. But if this church gym is going to use him as inspiration, then it's time that we remember who Samson was and what he did, period.
Now, you might have associated Samson with Delilah, but Delilah wasn't Samson's first wife. His first wife is actually completely unnamed. She's a woman from a different race of people, the Timonites, and Samson saw her. He was, quote, pleased with her when he saw her and ordered his parents to get her. Don't believe me? Check out Judges 14:1-3. Once Samson went down to Timnah, and at Timnah he saw a Philistine woman. And then he came up and told his father and mother, I saw a Philistine woman at Timnah. Now go get her for me as my wife. But his father and mother said to him, there's not a woman among your kin or among all of our people that you must go and take this wife from the uncircumcised Philistines. But Samson said to his father, get her for me because she pleases me.
You know, I didn't believe you until you read that. But we love interracial relationships. So remember, when you are pumping iron at your Christian gym, this is the guy you are idolizing. Someone who sees a woman in the distance and decides that that's man. So he makes his parents go pick her up for him. Can you believe the audacity?
This is only where the story about the lion and the honey comes in. This is a strange little story.
It's very strange.
While Samson and his parents were going to negotiate getting Samson's wife from her father, Samson came along a lion on the road and he killed it with his bare hands.
Apparently his parents got separated from him because they didn't know that he killed a lion. And then on the return trip, the lion carcass was there, but it was filled with bees and honey.
So what does our muscle bro Samson do? He scoops up the honey with his hands and walks on his merry way licking his fingers. He even gives some to his parents, but he doesn't tell them about the lion or where the honey came from.
You want some protein shake, man?
Yeah, right.
Well, let's get this clear. Samson is walking along, licking the honey out of his hands, and then offers his parents to lick gooey stuff off of his fingers. I mean, sounds like every child, honestly, right? Finger licking good.
Sounds like a lot of gym bros I like to hang out with.
Honestly. So this might be the queerest part of the whole Samson story. I know that I've said that he was problematic, but who among us hasn't licked some gooey stuff off our fingers?
Now we get to the violent part. Now here's my biggest issue with Samson, okay? He reminds me of a bro who is so forcefully wants to be right. He's like so toxic. He's willing to use violence to back it up. In our divided times, I'm sure we knew people like this. Mm.
So when he married his first wife, she was from a different race of people, the Timnites. At their wedding, Samson makes a bet with them. The stakes, 30 linen garments and 30 festival garments. The wager, they have to solve this riddle. And the riddle is this. Out of the eater came something to eat. Out of the strong came something sweet.
What the frankincense does that mean?
He's talking about the lion. Because, you know, anyone who should know that when you kill a lion with your bare hands, obviously honey is going to come out of it.
Oh, of course. They can't answer because no one except for Samson and whoever ended up writing this story, I guess, saw the whole lion and honey ordeal. But the Timonites want to win this riddle contest, so they put pressure on his new wife to find out the answer to tell them. She whines and cries and bitches about it. about how he won't even tell her the answer.
Listen to what she says. Judges 14:16. You hate me. You do not really love me. You have asked a riddle of my people, but you have not explained it to me.
That's some first class complaining. Like, if you really loved me, you tell me the answer of the riddle that you're using to control my people.
I mean, that's how I would have approached it too. I mean, screw him and his riddles without giving you any information, you know, and you're supposed to be the lover.
She obviously has some power over him. Yeah.
Well, he tells her. She tells them, and they come back to him with the correct answer. It all comes to a head in Judges 14:18. The men of the town said to him on the seventh day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion? And he said to them, if you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have found out my riddle.
All of that in one verse.
I'm going to use that line.
They tell him the answer to the riddle, and he immediately accuses them of sleeping with his wife.
Yeah,
plowed with my heifer.
Yep. Samson makes the leap to infidelity. He calls his wife, who he said he was pleased with, a heifer, and says that the men have plowed with his heifer.
So remember, this riddle had a bet. So Samson now owes these men 30 linen garments and 30 festal garments. So what does he do? Judges 14:19. He killed 30 men of the town, wow, took their spoil, and gave the festal garments to those who had explained the riddle. In hot anger, he went back to his father's house.
So he murdered 30 innocent men so that he could keep his word about a stupid bet that he made about a lion and honey.
Yeah, his fingers are probably still sticky. I should make sure our listeners know their Bible stories, should know that there are a lot of references to God in here.
Yeah, in Judges 14:4, it says that all of this is so that God can find a pretext to waging war against other nations. Yeah, sure, okay. This was from the Lord, it says, for he was seeking a pretext to act against the Philistines. At that time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Oh my God, this sounds like modern day times, to be honest.
This keeps happening to Samson, yes. Your fitness inspiration is actually a pretty murderous dimwit who keeps getting seduced, manipulated, and then violently vengeful.
And Samson lost his first wife over the whole killing 30 people situation. You know, it was kind of just maybe a big deal. Her family assumed that...
It's a deal breaker a little bit, yeah.
Her family assumed that he rejected her, so they took her back and gave her to his former best man, which he probably wasn't that excited about. And more violence came from Samson. There was a story in Judges 15 where Samson kills 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. Okay, can I just say real quick? So far, this story of Samson just sounds like it was written by a roid rager, I think is what they call them, right? Someone was just like raging and like writing a story, and then he took a jawbone of a donkey and killed 1,000. Okay, sure, girl. Okay, but go ahead.
It's an interesting story because it's the Judeans who are scared for their life. They don't want to anger the Philistines, so they're going to offer him up. They even convince Samson to be tied up willingly. Ah, yes, role play, bondage, and consent, all the right things.
All my favorite words. But when the prisoner handoff happens, that's where the ropes break, and Samson goes on a murderous spree. It says he kills 1,000 men. I don't know if those were Philistines or Judeans, but 1,000? That's a lot of people.
Yeah, Judges 16 starts with Samson visiting a prostitute. I need to read this straight from the Bible so you can hear how they talk about it, okay? Judges 16:1. One Samson went to Gaza where he saw a prostitute and went into her. You know, with all the talk of book banning because of sexual things, right. You think that the Bible would be the first one to be banned.
This part. Murder, prostitution, all of it. We talked about this before with the story of Judah and Tamar. Oh, I see a prostitute. I will go into you. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Then we finally get to Delilah.
Interestingly, Delilah comes after the prostitute. If the prostitute was a true professional, she would come last.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm not going to go into the story of Delilah that far because the pattern is going to be exactly the same. Delilah is told or tempted or coerced into getting Samson to reveal the secret to his strength. And she whines and cries and manipulates him. He gives her false answers over and over again until he finally tells her the truth.
Why doesn't he just tell her that there's a lot of protein in daily exercise? That those gains take work, bro?
Yeah, man.
Actually, the secret is his luscious locks of hair. They get Samson to fall into a deep sleep.
They probably got him drunk. Who are we kidding? He seems like the kind of guy that would just prove how much liquor he could handle or something.
And then they shaved his head. And his strength is gone. And they can capture him now.
Now, here's the final act for Samson. Now he's a caged up go-go boy. The Philistines have chained him to two pillars, probably naked, showing off his body while guests are dining and having a feast.
I hate to see you go-go. What's the expression from that show? The go-go.
What show?
The go-go competition.
Oh, yeah. Go-go for the gold, where it's like, don't go-go, just go. Yeah.
Well, I've seen a lot of explicit material that sounds a lot like this, him being tied between two poles. God bless. God bless.
Yes. Well, the translation of the Bible actually says that Samson performed for them. Yes, it used the word perform.
And while Samson is on display, apparently his hair grows back. Who knows how much time has passed? It's Bible times, you know? A day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day, you know? It could be a day or years. We don't know.
But we know it's sometime because his hair is back, his strength is back, and this is where we get back to that image on the sweatshirt. Samson pushes the pillars next to him. The pillars break, and the whole building collapses, and everyone's killed, including Samson. And when I was watching Naked Archaeologists, they actually showed some of the temples with the poles that Samson could, and it looked like something that I could break down. Like, it was like, you know, it looked like, when you picture that image, and when they draw it in the comic book books and all that other stuff, it all looks so big, but they were kind of small temples back in the day. It was actually probably doable for a big bodybuilder kind of guy.
Yeah, and I'm just not buying the whole, like, his strength with this was in his hair. You know, because honestly, when we gays get a haircut, we gain power. We don't lose power.
It's true.
So Samson's body count is off the charts. He's had multiple women, some of whom he was married to, and he died while performing go-go for his enemies.
That is who's been chosen to be the Christian example for physical fitness.
Yeehaw! So if it's not Samson, then what can a Christian gym bro do? What's the best theme for Christian workouts, man?
Well, dude, we could brainstorm some suggestions for Christian gyms. I mean, they're there for the taking, listeners. Open up a queer Christian gym in your hometown with these names.
Christian Joms.
Yeah, Christian Joms. One of the places could be called I Can Lift All Things Through Christ Who Strengthens Me.
Iron Sharpens Iron.
Lift High the Cross Gym.
Dost Thou Even Lift?
Jacked Jesus Gym.
The Lord is my strength, but lifting helps too.
Adam, and do you even lift, bro?
Yeah.
Do you guys have any others? Let us know. Get to us at Yash Jesus Pod with your gym.
We're dying name, to open up a Christian gym. We're dying to open up a Christian gym.
Yes. Uncut gems.
Well, while you are going to Yes Jesus Pod on social media or yesjesuspod.com to submit your Christian gem idea, your tithe, love offering, charity, act of good this week is, what's your body like? Muscle bound, average, bigger, skinny, ASL. Send it to me. Send pics. It's time to remember that God made us all and made us all in different shapes and sizes. And you need to take care of that queer body that you've been given, honey.
And when you hear someone making negative comments about their body, you need to remind them that their body is just what God made. Tell them to fix their crown and that they need to take care of the queer body that God gave them. It's not about being as strong as Samson, but it's about being healthy for who you are. Now, listen, you may have followers, but if your followers are not actively engaging with each other, learning from each other, and vibing regularly, then you don't have a community. So reach out to us. We want to know who you are and feel your presence. And as we get into our closing prayer, we have more drag queen prayers. Yes, Yash Jesus was at RuPaul's DragCon UK in London. And while we were there, we got some holy prayers from some divine drag queens. And today we're going to open our prayer segment from winner of Canada versus the World, the fabulous, oh my God, Raja O'Hara.
I wish and I hope and I pray that the queer community going forward for 2023 realizes that we are enough. We don't have to explain ourselves, that we are perfect the way we are. We're perfect the way God made us. And even though we necessarily go against everything that the Bible has described that we should be, we are perfect because we're made in His image. Okay, so you are good enough the way you are. You don't have to bow down to anybody else's subscription of who you are and what you should be. And we are not pedophiles or rapists. And I hope that the world continues to know that what we share and what we experience and what we spread is love, light, and hope for the future and the world that we are living in and hopefully moving into.
Oh my God, yes, you are good enough for who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let the world know how beautiful and strong we are as a community. And speaking of strength, God, keep us strong. God, not just in our bodies, but in our minds and in our spirits, we ask you, Lord, to detox our spirits. Let us channel our energy into productive, life-giving work, not vengeance and violence.
And we pray for Similar and Flamey Grant making an appearance and a statement at the Devil Awards. Let them express their God-given queer joy and ours as well. And let their witness and their presence be a testimony to our God-given queer joy. We pray for Logan's dad. Let him heal and recover and be able to dance and walk without pain again. And we're sending healing power to his knees and to his family and to all his caretakers. And we give thanks for the good work of the Appalachian Queer Youth Summit. As Chet says, they're doing great things in these hills. And we give thanks and praise. Amen.
Amen, Azzy. And amen to all of you for listening to another episode of Yash Jesus. You can find us on social media at Yash Jesus Pod or on our website at yashjesuspod.com. If you like the show, consider giving us a donation. We've set up a Patreon account with all this extra content where you could become a supporter. Mm-hmm. You could also just make a one-time donation through the Buy Me a Coffee button that you can find on our website. All the information for both of those are in our show notes and on our website at yashjesuspod.com. And if you ain't got no money, honey, don't worry about it. There's free things you could do to help. You could leave us a review or share us with a friend. Those help spread Yash Jesus to others who might need to hear it.
And you can now leave an audio prayer request or praise report on our website, yashjesuspod.com. We don't pay that host for nothing, so go use it. We would love to share your voice and your prayers on the show, so drop us a line or send us a recording on yashjesuspod.com.
Send us your praise reports, your prayer requests, your episode ideas, your guest ideas, or even just a, hey, Adam, do you even live, bro? We'd love to hear from you. Yash Jesus is hosted by me, Danny Francesi,
and the anti-gym bro, Azariah Southworth. Music, sound, editing, and all things audio are done by Chris Heckman. Our show is produced by the freaking Deacon Ross Murray and Lady Boss Meredith Pauly. Our sugar daddies are Reverend Jeff C., Francesca S., Nathaniel N., and John H.
And we are streaming and screaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And remember, God loves everybody, Adi, just as you are.
So keep praising the Lord, y'all. Oh, my God.